This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album by the British singer-songwriter known as Reckless Eric, Eric Goulden. He came to prominence during the punk rock era of the late 1970s, along with his label mates on Stiff Records, including Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe. Eric lives in America now with his wife, the singer and songwriter Amy Rigby. His new solo album is called America.
As a transplanted Brit and an aging rocker who was never really a punk, Reckless Eric has always been a pop musician. That is, he writes melodies with hooks in the chorus and fills his verses with quick, vivid details aimed to make you nod your head in recognition. The precise nostalgia and wry yearning he brings to this slice of autobiography rings true, funny, and poignant.
I was nearly someone back in the day.
Unlike his 1970s label mates Elvis Costello, Nick Lowe, or even Ian Dury, Eric didn't have a string of hit singles. He's mainly known for one song, Whole Wide World, from 1977. If you've got to be a one-hit wonder, this is a great song to do it with.
Well, maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean sea is blue. We've been in a tropical moonlit night because nobody's told about you. I call the whole wide world.
For this new album, America, Eric stayed in his house in upstate New York, recording in various rooms. Music played mostly by himself, with assists from his wife, Amy Rigby, an excellent musician in her own right, plus a few other players here and there. The sound is melodic, intimate, and musically raw. Eric takes pride in using first takes and keeping what he calls the jagged, grimy, muddy stuff. He's got the instincts of an excellent reporter with a great sense of narrative, as he proves on Boy Band, the story of a fictitious teen act, their breakup, difficulties, and redemption.
A boy band had their 15 minutes, metamorphosed into men, then disappeared from view. They faded out, most like one of their own records on the radio. While the DJ talked about something else, and the public moved along. Two of them held up a filling station. They were caught on camera on the CCTV. Familiar faces on the backside of fame and lucky day.
Eric also has a knack for setting ordinary life to music, and he can make his sharp nasal voice sound gentle and intimate when he folds it into this very pretty tune about an unlikely subject for prettiness. highway trucks delivering food to restaurants.
Cisco trucks to stay along the interstate, catering for appetites to never satiate. From truck to flight across the USA.
America is, as its title tells you, about Reckless Eric's relationship with this country, how a British man in his 60s is taking to the United States, its culture, its food, its opportunities for love and work. Moving steadily into senior citizenship, he sounds settled but never complacent, reckless but never ungrateful.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Reckless Eric's new album, America. Tomorrow, we'll feature our postponed interview with the star and director of the new film Brooklyn, which is based on the best-selling novel by Colm Tobin. Also, David Mitchell, who's best known for his novel Cloud Atlas, will talk about his new novel, his stammer, and how translating a book about autism helped him understand his autistic son. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.